Congregation may be seated. I'd like to invite forward the children for a brief children's message. Come on down as you're able. Any of our children here this morning, great to have you guys. So happy you are healthy, right? We got a lot of people are getting sick these days, I hear, at school. Is that true? And we're all feeling really well. Well, good morning. This morning, I'd like to just be thinking about a very simple thing, which is a symbol, the cross. Go ahead and look around. Where do you see the cross in church here? Where? I see you pointing at something. All of you. Where are you pointing? Oh, yeah, right up front. There's a cross right on the wall. Yeah, very good. Anybody else see a cross anywhere else here? The candle, yeah, the candle right below the light, there's a cross. Good eyes. Andrew, what do you got?
The one right there on the thing below the little red rectangle.
Yeah, man, there's like a red rectangle, and then there's some wooden thing up there. Man, what are all those things? We call them things. Do you know what that wooden thing is down below? Children, that's we used to keep track of hymns there. We'd give the hymn number that holds the number for the hymn, but we don't use it anymore. But it's good to know what those things are. And on the very top, yes, there's a cross on that. Good eyes, Andrew. If you guys look around, some people might, Kaya, you have one. Kaya, can you show the other children? You have a cross necklace. So you might see people with a cross necklace. Where else might you see a cross? Do you see another cross over here? On the reading stand? Okay. Yep. Good eyes. Andrew, you see another one? Yep. On the blue flag, there's a red cross. Oh, good eyes, Miles. Yep. On the pews, on the chairs, there are crosses on every single pew. My goodness. So don't you think it's important that we understand what the symbol means, the cross? Yeah. So let's take a moment and just think about symbols for a second. You know, logos. Do you guys know of all the logos that are out there? So how about this one? Do you know what the logo is for Nike? Can you make it with your hand? Yeah, all of you know the swoosh. Does that logo make you happy? Yeah, Elliot makes you happy. Anybody else? Does that logo make you? Yeah, Claire makes you happy. All right, how about the logo for McDonald's? Does anyone know what that one? Oh, we all know that one. Yep. That's easy, yeah. Does that logo make you happy or sad? Everyone's happy when they see McDonald's. Yeah, you like that one. Cool. How about the logo for Oregon State University? What's the logo? Do you know what that one is? Beaver? Yeah, kind of like that. Does that make you happy or sad to see the beaver right out in front? Happy? Happy, yeah, we're happy. Okay, well, you know, other religions have symbols too. I just want to share a few of those. In Judaism, you may not know this, but they have something that's called a six-pointed star. Okay, in Islam, these are kind of things that we don't always talk about, but Islam, their symbol is a crescent moon. And what would be another? Oh, Buddhism. The symbol is a lotus blossom, a flower blossom. Those are kind of uplifting symbols. So don't you think it's kind of, is it weird that, that as Christians, our symbol is a cross? Why is that kind of a sad thing? Yeah?
Because Jesus died on it.
Yeah. Don't you think it's strange that our symbol shows where someone died? That's kind of a downer, isn't it? Ugh. Yeah, it is. Well, we also want to remember something else about the symbol of the cross I want you to remember. It's a very simple design. It's just like this. Can you guys make it with your fingers? You can make it. Go ahead and make it with your fingers. Just like that. Very good, April. Yep, perfect. So there's two lines. There's a vertical line and there's a horizontal line. That vertical line, I'd like you to remember as it's God's holiness. God wants what is right. God is perfect. And that vertical line reminds us that he always will do what's right, and he's about holiness. And then let's put the other beam or the other line up, that's the horizontal line. That reminds us of God's love. Okay? God's love comes to us. It's very wide. So holiness and love intersect in the cross. That's where God sent his son to show us true holiness and true love all in the same moment. Let's pause for here for a moment. Do you guys think that God's love reaches you? Remember that yeah? Okay. Does God's love reach Oregon Duck fans? What do you think? Yeah, do you think it's wide enough to reach the Oregon Duck fans? All right. Does God's love, will it reach people in Africa? Yep, absolutely. So does God's love reach people that are in prison? Yep. God's love also reaches you. Remember, the cross is where holiness and God's love intersect. So when you think about the symbol, you see it here at church, or you see someone wearing it, it's kind of sad. It reminds us of something very sad. No other symbol does that. No other company would have a symbol that's necessarily sad. But it reminds us of the greatest joy that we have. We have God's holiness and love. All right, can we remember that today? Thank you for coming up today. All right, thanks for participating. Good job.